Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 13th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, All Are Welcome.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, Follow me. And he rose and followed him. And as he sat at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when he heard it, he said, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. The Gospel of the Lord. This is a wonderful and important story from Matthew's Gospel. Jesus meets Matthew, asks him to follow him, and invites himself into Matthew's home where they sit for a meal. Matthew is a tax collector and considered a sinner. Meanwhile, other sinners and people of disrepute join them. For this, he is highly criticized. How can Jesus eat with sinners, they complained. Jesus says in response, Those who are well do not need a physician. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. In other words, he is saying, sinners deserve mercy. We all deserve mercy. Jesus is making an incredible statement of inclusivity. The meal Jesus is having here with Matthew and the other tax collectors reminds us of the Eucharist. Is everyone really welcome at our Eucharist? In my experience as a priest, I have often had to encourage people who thought that they could not come to communion because they had not been to confession or because they thought they were unworthy for so many other reasons. The truth is, not one of us is worthy to sit with Jesus at the table and receive communion. We are all sinners. That is why Pope Francis says that God's name is mercy. Jesus invites us all. He desires to eat with us all, no matter who we are. And in so doing, Jesus makes us worthy. Let's remember this when we come to celebrate the Eucharist. Let us withhold judgment about who can be there and who cannot. Let us encourage each other to receive the merciful love of Jesus. And when we leave the Eucharist, we can go out and be much more inclusive in all our relationships, in our culture, in our families, in our global community. And this is wonderful good news for today. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.